The new pony pope in its red. The new pony pope is being adored. Dancer ponies team up to pull this blended. The new pony pope is being adored. Dancer ponies team up to pull his splendid new wagon toward the audience. Scene 20. That would be the end of that. Spider and John realize that they don't even understand their own music. Spider says, we can get our strength up by making some music. John, that's right. Monica, yeah. John, but the thing is, you know what? Says Ed. Spider says, what? John, we don't even understand our own music. Spider, it doesn't matter whether we understand it. At least it'll give us strength. John, I know, but maybe we could get into it more if we understood it. All right, so we're doing, we did 20, right? That would be the end of that. Did I get into that?
Did it end with John? Maybe we could get into it more?
Yeah.
The Coldplay, the Cold Light Generator, it's about, I hear the music, the party is going on, and then they're trying to understand the music.
Yeah. All
they're
right.
Trying to understand the frequency.
20, that would be the end of that. Spider and John realize that they don't even understand their own music. Spider, we can get our strength up by making some music. John, that's right. Monica, yeah. John, but the thing is, you know what? What, says Spider. We don't even understand our own music. Spider, it doesn't. Does it matter whether we understand it? At least it'll give us strength. John says, I know, but maybe we could get into it more if we understood it. Spider, we'd get more strength from it if we understood it. John, yeah. Spider, no, I don't think so, because, see, I think our strength comes from our uncertainty. If we understood it, we'd be bored with it, and then we couldn't gather any strength from it. John, like if we knew about our music, one of us might talk, and then that would be the end of that. John says, like if we knew about our music, one of us might talk, and then that would be added on last. Two more points, scenes. 21. Beat the Reaper. With the thunderclap, various types of inexplicable social actions break out all over the piano. Each of the nine movements within this piece should alternate the focus from piano interior region by region and with the exterior region by region. The action should illustrate the current fetish for the extending or euthering, no. The action should illustrate the current fetish for life extending or euthening trends, including meditation, bizarre diets, pill and algae consumption, violent aerobics, the easy glider, violent aerobics, I'll say it again, oh, you laugh, violent aerobics, the easy glider, stair steppers, etc. Scene 22, Waffenspiel. Life goes on outside the piano. More rain, excitable dogs, automatic weapons, fire, traffic, building, demolition, etc. The Reaper, much to the dismay of the dancers in the previous piece, that was Beat the Reaper, arrives. The Reaper arrives when the car door slams, when the Reaper goes into scene 22. The Reaper, much to the dismay of the dancers in the previous piece, arrives when the car door slams to claim the two dancers. Act 2 ends with a large model of a crop-dusting plane spraying the audience with a toxic substance. That's how the play ends.
Oh,
I'll read it again. It's probably not believable. Act Two ends with a large model of a crop dusting plane.
What?
That's audience participation.
Yes.
You spray the audience with a toxic substance.
Mm-hmm. Act Two ends with a large model of a crop dusting. You have to imagine this little simple model I'm floating over the parking lot. Act Two ends with a large model of a crop dusting plane spraying the audience with a toxic substance. He just attacks the audience. Proves my point that you don't like anybody. The Reaper, much to the dismay of the dancers in the previous piece, arrives when the car door slams to claim them. Act Two ends with a large model of a crop dusting place spraying the audience with a toxic substance. Off with their heads. It's a very bad way to act in the dire straits of the end times. Okay, so I'm packing up this. I did it. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Bravo!
Yes.
Yeah, but it's a very, very nice view of the apocalypse, and it's the play is going to, how the play is going to be and finished, and the pigs and the unicorns and the ionic core light,
right,
generator.
Yes.
So I'm trying to understand the music.
Let me just grab something.
I'm lost in this new age practices of violent aerobics and all types of crazy therapies.
But those were the words, and then there's music playing behind all that. That was good to hear the words. Because we heard a couple weeks ago, we just heard the
music.
The music with the words, you know, with the conversations, but now we get to see the words, so now get to hear the words. So to hear it again puts a little more emphasis, because there's different sounds that Frank has in each of those scenes.
Right. Now, what was Roxy just saying? What was Roxy just saying just before you made your last point there?
Oh.
Well, that it's his view of the apocalypse and the Exodus.
Right.
While some are practicing these New Age therapies and violent aerobics, there is a group trying to understand the music, the frequencies, with this cold light generator. And he says, we don't know, because if we knew everything, then it's like the conversation stops. So that's why maybe Ion doesn't tell us everything. It's like...
Right.
Good point.
So, this is Frank. He's got cancer, getting a little addled. He's trying to point to me, and he comes up with things like cold light. You know, he doesn't get it exactly right.
Yes, but maybe in his delirium, he sort of... So my own dialogue, like he's trying to imitate the things about the chemistries and the lights and the negative light and the smoke and the peaks saluting the smoke, because Ion says for combustion there must be oxygen. And then we don't have oxygen, so there are no more pigs saluting the smoke.
Right. Okay, so we got here iTunes. Civilization Phase 3. There it is. What was the very last one called? Waffenspiel. 4 minutes.
The Waffenspiel. Okay, so did all of my kitchen noises go out over the music? Yeah.
A little commentary by me. I imposed my patterns on Frank's music while the gunfire was going.
You
I was
so
surviving
creative,
and eating
guys.
And washing dishes in the kitchen.
you are so creative in this choreographed opera.
Yes, pantomime. Now, we got, is that Bert?
We got pantomime.
Hey, Bert, is that you, Bert?
Speaking.
What are you
President,
doing, Bert? You haven't
hey,
been,
Bart.
You've been, we thought you dropped out.
No. I had a slight upset in my personal situation, just relocating from Florida to Texas, but I'm getting settled now.
All right. Well, do you have anything you want to talk about?
Well, I was enjoying Civilization Phase 3.
Good. Did you like my kitchen noises? Were they very loud?
They were muted or silenced by the gunfire.
Right. So he ends with the gunfire, post-verbal, multi-central synesthesia, gunfire, and then birds chirping. That's how he ends his huge masterpiece.
Yeah, so look at the last five sections, beginning with cold light generation. So you have that, and then you have Dio Fa, which is 19. That's God makes.
God lies.
And then...
God lies. 1990 Milan Soccer World.
Dio Fa means God lies.
Yeah, according to Frank, that's what he meant. And he had a big performance plan for that.
I thought it was interesting that he had the Tibetan throat singer, the Tuvan throat singer, perform for that.
You saw it?
Well, no, I'm just looking at the album notes.
Oh, okay.
So just in the order of things, in the order of things, he's got the cold light generation, then Dio Fa, which is the throat singing. Then you have that would be the end of that, and then Beat the Reaper and Wappenspiel, which goes through the cold light, the god, that would be the end of that, and then the Reaper, and then... like what sounds like a utopia at the end.
Well, I like what you're saying there. You've got Cold Light Generation, Bob and Coldplay. God, the Pope collapses. They have the pig Pope is dead. The fucking Pope dies when we announce our Coldplay. There's the piano exterior era. The piano exterior area is now inhabited by dancers as ponies wearing Catholic religious garments. The pig Pope is dead. He's upside down now, and his wagon's being towed away. The new pony Pope is being adored. Dancer ponies team up to pull his splendid new wagon toward the audience. So that's the effect of the Coldplay announcement. And that was the end of that, end of the Pope shit. And then a lot of people die, Beat the Reaper, and then a lot of violent aerobics.
The people that can't stand is the Pope's...
And
not
the
there.
Yeah, they can't stand Bob was right. They just can't have a world savior like me. They that doesn't suit anybody's image of a world savior. So much, I'm the Donald Trump of world saviors. And then, gunfire, the final shootout between the Church of Subgenius and the Subdeenies, and of course it ends up with the bird chirping. What is known for bird chirping? Maui, our little environment. You hear nothing but bird chirping on the private sessions we do and sell, right? Bird chirping. So it ends right here at Dobstown. That's Zappa's prediction that Bob wins out overall. Makes total
Hallelujah.
Sense, Bart. Thank you for clarifying that.
No, I like that. It's almost like each of the sections could be... I was looking at like Finnegan's Wake. You know, each section could be a whole unto itself,
right?
And then part of the movement, like Enlight, 19, disc one, Enlight chapter one or whatever, has six sections in it: negative light, Venice submerged, the new world order, the lifestyle you deserve, creationism, and he is risen.
Yes, that would be in negative pH. It's
so there's like a
Frank. He got close to it. Called Enlight, but should be called negative pH. Venice is the LaRouchean oligarchy. LaRouche goes on and on about Venice.
And the New World Order, he goes on.
Yeah. The Venice oligarchy run the New World Order. I'm trying to find where that is in my notes. There it is. Negative DH, Venice emerged, the New World Order, the lifestyle you deserve, creationism, he's risen. Creationism, that's us. We explain the chromosome 14, and he is risen. What would that be about?
That would be God's resident on the throne.
Yes, he is risen. Well, it mentions Jesus and the baffled jack-in-the-box. The dancing.
That's got to be the literate interpretation.
Yeah. After examining the mess they had made of his parables, he disposes of them with a holy hand grenade and leaps into the piano. So that's Jesus acting out, traumatized, pissed off, and resorts to violence.
Jesus. It's the Monty Python Jesus.
Yeah, that's Jesus pissed off that Bob said he'd never join his church, and it paid off. I shook his hand and said, I'll never join your church. And actually, he shook my hand for saying that.
He was crucified.
And let go. And he threw a grenade in gratitude.
Yeah, it was a holy grenade, so it was basically a blessing grenade.
Right. And he leaps back into visual space. It ends with him leaping into the piano. Falls back into visual space. That's all he knows. He conquered visual space. He reigned for 2,000 years in visual space. He's sticking with it. It's his game, his mythic stage. He's staying there. And then we go into Act 2, which is the rise of Bob, and Bob wins the end, and we don't even talk about Jesus. He doesn't even come up anymore.
Are you Motorhead?
Yes, Motorhead, wonderful guy. Spent time
maybe
with him when Frank was playing. When Frank was playing with John Lennon, June 4th, 5th, 1971, at the closing of the Fillmore East, I was in Zappa's backyard watching Motorhead play some game with a dope dealer, a very straight-looking dope dealer, who was actually going to go to court. And you can see the little house I was in the second Grand Wazoo album called Hot Rats. Came out in 1972. You can see the little room, the little cottage behind Zappa's main house and beside the pool. That's where I was.
That's on
June 4th and 5th, my father's birthday, 1971, while Frank got ripped off by John Lennon.
I was born in 71. So
that's how this operation started. Operation Frank.
Yes. Operation Frankness.
Frankness.
Frank the first.
Oh, yeah, King Frank. That's right. Sorry. And it ended up in Hustler magazine, April 1984. That's where Larry Flint laid out, or his substitute laid out, a big display of the props of Them or Us. No, Pinkfish. Well, no, Them or Us, Them or Us.
No, Pinkfish.
No, in Them or Us, there's bits of Pinkfish in there, isn't there?
Can't remember. I think it was Pinkfish.
Yes, there was a part of Pinkfish going on there. That's right. But where are we at with that? What did we summarize that fine enough? Is there something to say about that play, Them or Us?
Them or Us. So you covered Them or Us in one of the paydays.
Yeah, so you didn't hear it. You're behind Bart.
Oh, no, I've been keeping up, but I think I probably didn't know that's what you were citing in that payday.
Why not?
Yes, that story with Rhonda and Harry and
yes. Rhonda.
So the closer you are in France, Yahozna, Charlena.
Right.
Sinister Footwear 2, Truck Driver Divorce, Stevie Spanking, Baby Take Your Teeth Out, Marquee Son's Chicken, Planet of My Dreams, Be in My Video, Them or Us, Frogs with Dirty Little Lips, and Whipping Post.
Yeah, it's one of his worst albums. Want to hear shit? Want to hear shit stuff from that album?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's called Them or Us? Is that what it was?
That's right.
Yeah.
October 18, 1984.
Right. Them or Us.
Let's hear some cheapness.
You see, it was good. It was a lousy album because that was right when Bob Marshall was going on CKL, and so we were sowing our oats. We were spreading and creating our spaces in the fall of 84. So I didn't have time to deal with Frank's music. So he put out a lot of crap shit that year. Interesting, but dead or odd or not exciting or something else. As I will play you an example of their... the horrible music. Let's see. He's really pissed off. I was making my move. That's making my move, and there it is, Demarest. Okay.
They were doing their thing, man.
Yes, here I'm doing my thing in France. So this is dedicated to King Frank, King Frank the First.
It's a major event down in France. Did you hear where that's located?
Way down
in France. Yeah. It's the first thing you hear, something like,
way on down.
And then it's spelled,
way on down.
Down in France. Hit the song. Listen. I saw it walking, it was
way on down.
And then it said,
way on down.
Down to
France.
Oh, yeah. Now you won't believe this. They got the diseases. Like you ain't never seen. So they got a
history on Jesus.
Turn your feet to green.
Down to France.
They did that song.
Way down to France.
So look, I saw the color. It looked just like it was
way on down.
And then it turned
way on down.
I was down
to France.
Oh, yeah, the world. Listen. Look. They got
some coffee.
Eating right through the
tongue.
And when you go back, they make you stand down in France. That's where it's located.
We're down
in France. Now listen. I got one time, and then I heard.
Way on down.
And then I went.
Way on down.
That was down
to France.
You're not careful. Stick to your sheep. And you smell like a native for a couple of weeks. Down in France. Something
way
like
down,
down in France. That's where it was. Listen, I smelled it. It went
way on down.
And then it smelled like
way on down.
That was down
to France.
Smelling funny.
Wait,
till we go back,
gather round by the edge of the stream.
Frank's better albums. What do you think? You agree with me?
Not one of his finer works.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you heard In France, Be In My Video, Planet of My Dreams, which is from Hunch and Toot, and Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. Now, that's in 84. That's when he puts out the Weird Thingfish. And that's basically, he starts going into synclavier. I think that's, he'd run his course of analog music, and then he went into the synclavier in 85.
Well, okay. It sounds like he was learning how to use it, and he was making this whatever sound.
Okay, what, please try to make yourself clear. What did she say, Bert?
He was learning to use the synclavier, so he just was just making these whatever songs.
Yeah, he was experimenting.
Right. He's experimenting with the songs.
Yes.
Yeah, but the subject matter is just Stevie spanking and truck driver divorce.
Yes. I guess Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. I think his son, Ahmet, wrote something. That's a song for his son, or his son wrote the lyrics, or kept saying Frogs with Dirty Little Lips. He was walking around the home. He would have been 10, 9, or 10 years old, unless he did it earlier in his life. But they do have the awesome Whippin' Post. Okay? Whippin' Post ends the album with this, and this would redeem Frank. But we're agreeing that he's run his course, and he's going to dump this stuff and go to synclavier. Is that what he's going to do? Is that what you're predicting?
Yes.
Well, and the Allman Brothers wrote Whipping Post, right?
What about what? What Bert?
He's playing the song. This is a cover of an Allman Brothers song?
Yes. And this is... this is the, one of the better redeeming elements of this particular album. So we should indulge.
Okay.
What do you think? Indulge?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's drinking in some cross-town bar. Sometimes I feel
I think Frank redeemed himself with that piece. What do you think?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's a more conventional, straightforward sort of tune there.
By Frank.
Yeah, by Frank, yep.
No, I mean, he just, like he does the Stairway to Heaven, he makes it completely awesome.
Is it?
Cosmic.
All yes, he puts his own Zappa accent on any cover song, like Stairway to Heaven and Whipping Post, and there was another one we heard. What was the other
Tonight?
Cover song? Oh, yes, the little 4 minute
Ring of Fire.
Oh yeah, Ring
yes.
of Fire.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's good at it when he wants to. So here's the deal. Oh, somebody's dropping off. I think Bert dropped off. So what do you suggest we do a do line? Finish up the do line we dropped 3-4 months ago.
Hooray!
You want to do the do line?
Oh, yeah, I'm game. Yeah.
All right. Let's see if Bert comes back. So did you like that song, Roxy? Whip and Post? Zappa's version?
Fallout.
What? What does that mean? Don't use that kind of language around here. Wait, what?
She's in the piano.
Don't give me that action.
I don't know what you said.
She's in the piano, Jack.
Right. Are you saying that song reminds you of hippie sensibilities?
Type of phrase. He used.
What?
I'm just imitating the type of phrases he uses, like far out and heavy.
Right. But the theme is that sometime it feels like there's no such thing as dying. That's an ionic emotion. And Frank is trying to arrive at that. So he makes a big dramatic statement. Sometimes it feels like there's no such thing as dying. That's a early ionic, pre-ionic sentiment before you realize you can't die.
What's that from?
The composer refuses to die.
Yes. What did you, Bert said something.
What was the lyric from you just read?
Whipping Post.
Okay. I'm looking at it.
That's the lyric. Look it up. Look up Whipping Post, the Allman Brothers lyrics, and I think it's about a drug overdose or something. I just read that recently. I never paid attention too much to the lyrics other than that one line, sometimes it feels like there's no such thing as dying.